Hello, this is Mike Harvath. Welcome to the Shoot the Moon podcast with your host, me, from Revenue Rocket World Headquarters here in Bloomington, Minnesota. We're here today to talk about Microsoft Inspire. For those of you that were at the Microsoft Inspire conference in Las Vegas in July of 2019, the Revenue Rocket team was there and we hosted a panel on mergers and acquisitions. Was well received. We had five esteemed panelists. For those of you that have never been to Inspire, Inspire is Microsoft's largest partner event of the year. There's upwards of 30,000 people that attend that event, and it's really all about Microsoft's channel to market. Microsoft is probably in the top two or three companies, tech companies in the world, in the maturity of their channel. And we certainly see that with the throughput of the business and most recently with Microsoft's announcement regarding their profitability attributed primarily to cloud growth. They give most of that credit to the channel of partners that they have around the world. I thought I would take this time on this week's podcast to share a little bit about some of the things we learned on the panel. There was a full house of people in attendance and they asked a variety of questions about M&A and the M&A landscape in the Microsoft partner ecosystem as it is today. And we'll start with one of the questions we had, which I thought was a fascinating sort of dialogue about the current market outlook. The response by most of the panelists was that we're in a white-hot market, essentially a white-hot M&A market. Some people would read that as a seller's market. We certainly have lots and lots of transactions going on. And here at Revenue Rocket, we're facilitating, you know, two or three transactions a month, so we're very active as well. And I think the broader market, as we learned from our panelists, was that it is a very interesting time, as there's a lot of consolidation in different areas of the business. We certainly see a lot of consolidation on the dynamic side, or the app side of the Microsoft ecosystem, as well as we're seeing that amongst folks that are involved with dev and DevOps, as well as on the kind of custom dev side of the business. And I would say, you know, managed service providers continue to consolidate at a record pace as the market continues to move towards and favor larger partners. The first question, as I mentioned, we had, you know, as we look at the market outlook was what's going to happen after 2020? I think most people are confident that the market's going to hold together until the end of 2020 or through the presidential election in the U.S., but there's lots of questions about what is going to happen in 2021. And I learned a long time ago that anytime I predict the future, I'm probably wrong. So I'm going to add that little caveat. But beyond that, we have a situation where we think that we're going to get a pretty significant correction probably in 2021. Most of the analysts are talking now about a significant overall market correction in the next 18 months. I'd say, you know, as I look at the market and history and all learned lessons we've had in our industry, that certainly is possible to occur and at the soonest will most likely occur in early 2021. So that means in 2019 and 2020, we should continue to see a pretty active M&A market, one in which we see continue to see a lot of consolidation. Another question that we had from to our panel was, how does someone maximize value for a potential transaction? And maximizing value is kind of an interesting question, but it predominantly has to do with maximizing profit and you know, optimizing your growth rate. So the most valuable firms in the Microsoft ecosystems are ones that consistently grow year after year, and ones that have above average or what I consider top quartile profit. And so, you know, how do you maximize value? You continue to invest in your growth, but you also want to make sure that you're achieving top quartile or, you know, top 25% profit realization as you grow the business. There also was plenty of questions about how to best poise the business for a sale or how to position the business for a sale or, you know, ultimately how to put the business on the market. And the short version of that, I think, is to find a competent M&A broker that you can partner with and have you go to market with them. Certainly those, we offer those services and we've certainly helped lots of Microsoft partners get acquired over the years. And in the end, I think the best way to facilitate getting a deal done is to find a competent partner on the M&A side to take you to market. A little bit more, another question we have here that we addressed in the panel was, how do you boost your growth, or how do you prepare your business for fast growth? And certainly, there was a lot of interesting discussion in the panel about that as well. And what was determined is that it's really about, we often talk about people, process, and technology in our industry. We like to say it's about process, people, and technology. And that was echoed by the members of the panel. We believe that having strong processes that you hire team members to execute, particularly on the offering management, marketing, and sales side of the business, will in the end net and optimize your growth patterns to take full advantage of what's going on in the market right now. Any pitfalls? There was a question that was positioned by the panel about pitfalls of looking at may be involved with a transaction and what to look out for. I think if you're looking to do a transaction, you really have to think about yourself in many ways as a business owner first on what you want to do post-transaction. Are you leaning in or selling out? And be clear and honest with yourself and your team about that. A lot of people haven't made that decision when they make the decision to try to sell their business. And that's a problem. In the end, you have to be able to be clear about what your overall goals are as you come into a conversation about wanting to transact a sale in your business. And you can't be ambiguous about that. In the end, you have to understand that your goal is to either sell in or stay with the business post-transaction and continue to work and play a significant role, or sell out in the end, just be through a transitionary phase. And if you're there through a transitionary phase, you can certainly then exit the business and get on with other things or other pursuits that you might want to pursue. I would also say we were fortunate enough at this panel to have Linda Rose, who just wrote a best-selling book, How to Sell Your Business for Millions. It's directed at the partner community, Microsoft partner community, and it's filled with words of wisdom about how you can sell your business and how you optimize your business for sale. Revenue Rocket wrote a bonus chapter also in that book that talks about sort of looking at the market from a buyer's perspective, which I think for all of you who are considering selling your business, it might be an interesting bit of learning that you can take away from the book. With that, we're going to tie a ribbon on it. It's been great to spend the last 10 or 15 minutes with you. I hope you gleaned a couple tidbits of wisdom. You can learn more about us at revenuerocket.com, or feel free to drop us an email at info@revenuerocket.com. And I look forward to the next podcast, which will be scheduled in the coming weeks. And we're going to explore in that podcast how to optimize profit if you're running your business for growth, which we think is kind of an interesting topic. And or said another way, the trade-off of revenue growth and profit realization. Take care.